What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's World Photography Day. You don't have to be a pro to make the most of the photos you take every single day. News Talk's technology correspondent is Jess Kelly. She takes a good photo. Morning, Jess.
Morning, Jono. How are you?
And I have to say, the timing is perfect because everyone's going to be taking a bad photograph of the blue moon when it rises tonight, and none of them will come out well.
None of them will come out well. Do you know, here's a top tip to actually try and get a good image. If you can put, and this is if you've Notions, but if you can put your phone onto a tripod, and if you can try and do the long exposure, so if you can try and get it to take a photograph over a few seconds, because the world is moving, because we're turning, it's very, very difficult to focus. But if you have a tripod, if you have the long exposure on your lens, you should be able to get something that looks a bit fancier than a bit of baby bell.
The moon is the most unphotogenic thing ever, because sometimes the moon is absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And then you take a picture of it and it looks like nothing.
But Ciara, I would argue that that's true of everything though. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, that's true.
If you don't know how to, I see people in stunning situations, in stunning scenarios, and their lens is dirty and grubby. They haven't.
But that's true of me.
Makeup caked onto it. That's what's on your lens.
I'm trying so hard not to be pointed here. They haven't tapped the screen to focus the lens.
Well,
they haven't adjusted the light. They haven't enacted.
Sounds like a lot of trouble at this stage. You lost me after cleaning the lens.
Okay, well, you're a lost cause. But for everyone else out there, if you want to up your photography on your phone, a few quick things you can do. Number one, do you have the grid on your camera when you're taking the picture? You know, the nine squares that help you centralise the subject of your photo.
Of course not.
Okay. Oh. That is such an easy win, and it'll just make sure that the focus of your photograph is in the correct place. The next thing is to go into the settings on your camera and enable image stabilisation. So it means that, you know, say if you were at Electric Picnic over the weekend and you were having a whale of a time, that the camera would do a bit of effort there just to make sure that the image isn't blurry.
Doesn't it do it automatically, Jess? I mean, the iPhone does that.
A lot of the phones do, but if you go into the settings, you will see that there are certain settings there that can emphasise and oomph some of the features on your phone. So you can alter it and enhance certain aspects of it. The other thing that I always do, and it's such an easy win, but when you tap the subject of the photo, so when you have your camera, and I'm pointing at Ciara right now, and I tap the lens, a little yellow square comes up, and I can lower the brightness, I can alter the aperture, and I can wait until you see the stunning image. I'm going to quit my job and become a photographer. But by tapping on the screen and by adjusting the brightness, because obviously we are in a well-lit studio, it can be quite harsh lighting. Small little things like that make a big difference. But my top tip, and I know we're always giving out about AI.
Go on.
My top tip.
Just put me through AI. That's what you're saying.
That's exactly it.
Perfect.
Photoshop. No. Download Google Photos. Even if you have an iPhone, download Google Photos. And when you go into your image, I'll take the picture that I've just taken of Ciara now. And there's a yellow mug on Kira's left-hand side. I don't want that to be in my picture because it jars with everything else.
This is cheating. What's her name? Kate did this and she got into fierce trouble.
I'm not talking about doing a Kate on it. What I'm talking about is I'm going to go into Google Photos. I'm going to go to Edit. I'm going to circle the yellow mug using what's called Magic Eraser. And it's going to use AI to eliminate that yellow mug from the picture, so my image will look deadly. So if
you
have,
I quite like my yellow mug, to be perfectly honest.
No, it doesn't suit the vibe here. Oh, it doesn't suit the vibe. But if you have pictures, I know a lot of people.
Story of my life.
As I said, a lot of people will be coming back from EP this morning. If you're going through, maybe you've taken the snap of your summer. Like, do you have one picture that encapsulates your summer? Is there one picture that jumps out in your head? I know, Ciara, you were away recently. Is there one photograph that you just think, oh, that is summer to me?
No.
Ah, Kira.
I'm crap at photo. I'm just crap. I am rubbish.
Okay, well, everyone else, if you have a snap of the summer, I would love to see them. You can tag us at news.fm or WhatsApp us.
I start bombarding you, Jess, with photos.
I'll fix them for you, but WhatsApp us, 087 1400 106. I want to see the snaps of the summer and use technology to enhance it, and also go into the settings, tweak your camera and get the best shot possible.
Now, I've just sent you my snap of the summer, which sums up the Irish summer. There, now, Jess Kelly, you can do that. You can do your wizardry on that.
Is it lash and rain somewhere?
Oh, that's quite a beautiful image. It's a picture of a beach. Now, there's quite a hefty grey sky over there, but it looks
quite nice.
That should be on the front of a summer thriller novel, Jonathan. Yeah. That's what I would say to
you.
Someone got killed on that beach. That's what
Jesus, Kira.
I nearly did, I could tell you. It was
windy. It looks like a setting for a murder.
Very windy. All right, Jess, thank you very much as always. Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.